as we dive into this first podcast of 2021, some of the words seem to escape me for this moment. I think we all hoped and believe it still will be a time we can turn the corner and have some good things happen, get some relief, but then this week happened. And the heart is still there, and the drama and some of the struggle on different levels, and I just feel a little bit absent for words. But I do know in these days and times we live that we need something solid. We need to tie ourselves to something solid. We need to know there's a plan in the midst of chaos, unpredictability, and just continued uncertainty. And that's why I wanted us to look and spend some extra time as we start off this year in Jeremiah 29. The first couple verses that we wanted to look at in Lectio today, but Jeremiah 29, 13 to 14, is like, when you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you're serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I won't let you be disappointed. And similarly, early in that chapter, it says, I'll turn things around for you. I'll bring you back home. All the countries which I drove you from, I'll bring you home to the place for which I sent you. You can count on it. I will come for you. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're plans for good and not disaster. They're plans that give you a future and a hope. And boy, that sounds good to me. So let's take some time, breathe deep, and we're going to spend quite a bit of time, I think, in Jeremiah 29 as Brian takes us through that passage.
Jeremiah 29, starting at verse 11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place where I sent you into exile. Last time, as I read through this once again, at times our heart and spirit, we kind of feel like God drops off his goodness, mercy, and grace, and then he takes off with other plans. In these words, God is declaring that we can have him. We seek him, and he will be found. Let that be known. Let that sink in to your heart and your spirit today. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes and will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile. Once again, word or phrase that God's given you in this moment, hold on to it, speak it, declare it. Let it be stamped on your heart and spirit as truth.
I think the words and the verse that came to my mind as Brian was reading that come out of verse 13 and 14 in the Message. It says, when you come looking for me, you will find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. Man, that's so good. In this season and time in history that we're living like no other, that just doesn't seem to let go, I think we got to get really serious about just really desperately all in seeking God. And the promise of this passage is if we do that, we'll find him. And it's kind of, I have entered into 2021. I've made a new commitment myself to pause, to seek, to listen, and then be willing to act on what God may be telling me through the passages and others and in those moments of quiet and listening. And that's part of what this podcast has really been about, is we wanted to create a tool that we hope will help and encourage and challenge, maybe inspire you to keep seeking God. And we're going to keep this going in 2021. We didn't know how long we'd do it when we launched it back in March of 20, but we want to keep it going because I think people need the reminders, and as best we can, we want to encourage people. So this is a tool we want to continue to bring. But there's some others we've been working on and doing, because one thing 2020 did for you and I is allowed us to be creative and create some new things. And so we also have that just launched a space field guide, we call it. It's a new book that takes some of the devotions and allows you to kind of process things on a daily or weekly basis. You can find that on Amazon. It's called Space by Harbor Ministries. There's a book, Thin Places, that I wrote that I hope can be an encouragement to continue to allow you to pursue God with all you've got. That's also available on Amazon. And then I know you went to work this year, too, on some creative stuff that comes alongside those projects.
Yeah, it was exciting to have another tool that will complement the Space book. We put out an album, Space Lectio Divina, and it's basically spending a little bit more in-depth time creating original music underneath key passages that we want to share in Lectio with you. So in that Jeremiah 29:11 is one of those, and that actually is a little different. We actually made it a Lectio, but also wrote a melody and a song behind it. It's one of the only ones that's pretty unique, and I felt that for this passage it was a great one to do for, because I think at the foundation of everything we long for is we want to know that if we can seek God, that he can be found and he's hearing us. And so I think God blessed our goal and effort to try to make something special, especially with this track. So it's called You Will Find Me, and you can search that. You can find it everywhere on Spotify and go listen to that as a tool as well.
Yeah, that whole album's free. I mean, a gift to you all. In hopes that it will encourage you to keep chasing, keep pursuing, keep seeking God with all you got.
When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me,
you'll find me. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me.
This space podcast is a part of Harbor Ministries. If you're interested in getting involved and helping support our radical investment in leaders around the country, or if you're interested in getting more information on the three leadership venues, Rhythm in 20, Rogue, or our new event for women, Rebel, go to harborministries.com for all the information you need.